Merve Elvan is a curator based in Istanbul who's been working at SALT, the city's research collection spanning physical and digital artifacts, from writing to audio, video, stills, postcards, maps, business cards, paintings, party invitations, bills and invoices, all accessible to the public, both directly and via exhibitions such as How Did We Get Here?, which Elvan curated in 2015. In that exhibition, the curator surfaced materials from magazines and football commentaries to parliamentary petitions and artworks, all created in the wake of the 1980 military coup that saw more than 500,000 people arrested and hundreds dying in prison or executed. Elvan was in Ireland recently at IMA to talk about her work and to begin work on her next project for next year's IVA International in Limerick. Culture Pals' Áine Gallagher went to meet her.
For me, the archives, looking at the archives, reproducing works, was mostly to do with what is missed, what is not shown, what is somehow dismissed, but still in the minds of the individuals, of the people who are looking at the, visiting exhibitions, but also looking at the archives. So I tend to work with archives which are not in state institutions, were not easily accessible. My name is Merve Elvan. I'm an independent curator and a researcher. I've been living and practicing in Istanbul. For the past 7 years, I was working at SALT. SALT mainly focuses on archives and digitizes archives. It doesn't have a collection, but it has a kind of this large digital archive which is open to public. And every exhibition comes from the archives, or the exhibition material later returns to the archive for open access. So I mainly work with archival materials from recent past. These are not necessarily documents, but these can be video clips, films, a lot of a reproduction of works, the works which were not really stored in the 80s or in the 1990s. And I use these kind of archive presentation as a mediation between then and now and what it actually means to look at these archives from today's perspective.
You said that the reason you ventured into archiving or into the archives was to learn. What were you hoping specifically to learn about?
I started looking at archives. This was specifically artist archives, just to learn about the periods which I was not really practicing, and just to learn about where these practices came from, why they produced, what was the materials that was used, but also what was the responses to the political context of the country. So I started with 1990s. This is when there's a lot of international shows happening around the world with a lot of artists from Turkey. So I started from there. But then I realized that I'm mostly looking at these archives to find my position, but also to find, like I said, alliances. This is not necessarily alliances from today, but also from a historical perspective. The use of the archive is not necessarily to build an exhibition or to publication. It can be in different forms as well, but it's mainly to make this kind of knowledge open and to be shared and to be used by different individuals who are researching on this.
Really, I guess the reliability of an archive is in question because it's an interpretation of an account, so.
Of course, I mean, the archives not necessarily show the reality. They could never show the reality. It's not about documenting the reality. The oral history archive is quite similar in that sense. There's quite a lot of, wrong information in it, but that's how oral history works anyway. So the interpretation part is, of course, it's inevitable. It's a part of it. And I think this is how we look at the archives and the history as well.
Another thing I just wanted to ask you about was the absence of chronological presentation in the exhibitions that you've curated.
You miss quite a lot when you do a chronological display. You miss quite a lot of threads between these events or the individuals who participated in the 80s show, for example, How Did We Get Here? There are a few individuals that you see them in different moments. You see them in different groups. You see them activating different groups. So if you lay all of the exhibition in chronological order, you miss these kind of the interactions between these groups. Of course, again, for how did we get here, there are thousands of other ways to present this material. You can take everything down and put it in a completely different order. When it was re-exhibited, a part of it at the Van Abbe Museum, we had a completely different display. But it was just to make some of the connections stronger, but also the historical facts. There was no list of what really happened in 1980s, like this kind of timeline of event. That was also on purpose, because it's also mainly about what people remembered from that time and how they look at the work or how they look at the archive. It did not dictate any kind of a narrative.
People are often, when they walk around exhibitions or presentations of this sort, they're looking to associate it to a time period, to kind of understand it, I guess, in some way that they're used to.
With How Did We Get Here specifically, or the continuity area show as well, it was difficult to look at the material and get the sense of the time unless it's written on it, unless it specifically gives the date. If it's a journal, of course, if it's a magazine, you would understand it. But otherwise, it's a cycle of events that keeps repeating, and that was the purpose of it, to play with that time as well. The name of the show also comes from there. It shows historical facts, but when we were first looking at the, just researching about what happened in the 1980s and reading materials, it was as if we are going through a very similar period. That was back in 2015, 14, so it was a very similar period, and that was, again, a very purposeful decision to do. It was just to play with that time as well, to show the kind of the repetitive cycle of events.
You're over in Ireland to do some studio visits in preparation for IVA, which is going to be the 39th.
Yes, I'm curating the guest program of IVA 2020, and there will be other programs happening at the same time in September 2020. This is the first studio visit for IVA 2020. So this is like the very initial meetings. I'm hoping to continue conversations, and I'm also hoping to come back early 2020 to continue doing studio visits. It's not my first time in Ireland. I did visit twice this year in different cities, just to get a glance of, just to understand how the cities work, what was the main discussions in the city, what institutions and the museums show, what are their priorities. So the first two trips was mostly just to get a feeling of it. And then as a third trip, I started the studio visits, and it's going well. It's quite interesting. I'm happy to be here.
Curator Merve Elverin there, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher. IVA International is happening next September in Limerick.